Online Podcast 202. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Online Podcast 2007. Happy New Year to all of you who are celebrating this New Year. And of course, maybe the whole world celebrates this New Year. But for me, I am looking forward into the next few months. Actually, less than 2 months, I'm going back to Malaysia. I'm announcing here to all of you that I'm going back to Malaysia, and I'm very excited because I'll be celebrating Chinese New Year for the first time since I came here to the US. It's been a long, long time since I celebrated Chinese New Year. So I'm looking forward to that. But today we're going to talk about the 2007, the Western. Is it the what is it? The Gregorian calendar year? I don't know what is it, but anyway. So it's just like the regular calendar New Year, right? So I want to say happy 2007 to all of you. Now, I have this weird superstition. I have this weird superstition that I believe that the even number years tend to serve me better. For some reason, I always get like kind of sad news and bad news always usually happen in the odd number years. So just through my experience from, oh gosh, that was my chair. Noisy folder.
Did it fall?
Oh, my folder fell on the floor. No wonder it was noisy. So usually in the even number years, I find it to be luckier years, and then I find the odd number years to be the not so lucky years. And I don't know, you know, it's just my personal superstitions. I don't even know if it's true. It's just that always, so going into 2007, I'm a little bit, kind of like, I hope nothing bad happens, but it should be good. It should be good. I don't want to put too much thought into it, but every time I get into, that's the first burp for you in the new year. Sorry, I had peanut butter earlier. I have this weird food that I was binging. Sorry, I'm supposed to be good this year, but I'm not. I was binging on ice cream. I like to mix my ice cream with scoops of peanut butter and jelly. I know, sorry, it's gross, but I binged on that a little bit, not too much, a tiny bit, two medium-sized ice cream, and then 2 teaspoons of peanut butter, and 1 teaspoon, it was more like 2 tablespoons of peanut butter, I love peanut butter, and 1 teaspoon of strawberry jelly. Anyway, if you find myself speaking kind of low, is because I'm tired. I've been working like a horse. It's just every day, it's been crazy busy since before Christmas until now. It's been busy. So, I don't want to waste too much time because I want to talk about many things tonight. Let's see. I would like to kind of walk through 2006 with you. And if you're new to online, now it's probably a good time to kind of have you go back to listen to all the previous shows. All the shows you are still able to get on the website. And 2006 seemed like a short year. It went by very quickly. It went by really quickly, but I also feel like lots happened during this year. And so what I was thinking of, inspired by, Steve Harris from Swan Lake, inspired by him because he was, we were chatting one day and he said that he was going to do a video that was going to ask people what was 2006 like for you. And of course he ran out of time. So I'm kind of actually inspired by his thought, but I actually do it. But instead of asking other people what 2006 was like, I was just going to go back. I am going to go back to all my previous online posts, whether, now you do realize that I, besides doing audio podcasts, I sometimes do post just a regular blog entry on at onlinepodcast.com. So you can check that out. My heater is making that little wing wang noise, so I'm going to go shut it off. Okay, now. I'm back. The heater is now shut off. And so I want to do that with you. But before I do that, I also want to talk a little bit about something, several things. Oh my gosh, so much happened. So this is last year. This is in 2006. I went to, I worked a lot, and then I actually worked on Christmas Eve. And after my work, I went to shopping with some of my friends, and with Bruce, actually, and another friend of ours from work. We went there to, I went to the Gap. And, you know, I was just browsing and shopping, right? And I was upstairs and looking at the sale stuff. I usually only buy sale stuff from the Gap. And I would go there and look at the sale pile, and I found this pair of canvas shoes that was on sale for $8.95, something like that. And it was really cheap, and it was cute. And so I was putting it on. I wear size 11 shoes usually. And I found a pair, and I was putting it on, and it was on the right hand side, the right foot. And I tried it on. It's like, oh my gosh, it's perfect. I want it. So I decided I was going to buy it, right? And I was looking for the other side, the left side of the shoe, the other shoe, that is. I was looking for the other shoe, and I could not find size 11. The only one that's there was size 10. So I went and asked the clerk at the register, and they tried to locate it for me, and they were all confused why is there size 11. So then I decided, I gave up. I said, no, I'm not going to buy a smaller size because I like the shoes. But I did like one shoe, which is the size 11. And so I gave up, and I thought, I'll just go back. It's not a big deal. So I went home, and then I was in the bathroom. Sorry, I don't know why I told you that. I'm just being, I'm just reflecting, not recalling what the incidents. I was in the bathroom, and I like to carry my laptop to the bathroom. And my brother called, and so I talked to him over iChat, and we were chatting, and he said that, blah, 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 where, whether I've been working, blah, blah, blah. He said he's going to go to the Gap. So I said, oh, I was just at the Gap too. And he said, yeah, I need to go there because I need to exchange something. Can you imagine? This is my brother. And he does live in the same city, but he called and said that he's going to go to the Gap because he needs to exchange something. So immediately I thought, oh my gosh, could it be that one shoe that I was missing is actually his, and he just accidentally took the wrong size, and now he needs to go exchange it? So I asked him casually, I said, is it size 11? And he said, what? Yes. So he told me that he mistakenly took one side of the size 11 and the other side the size 10, and he intended to get the size 11 because we wear the same size shoes. Wasn't that weird though, and I said, oh my gosh, I was just there and I was looking for that shoe and you were the one who messed it up. So he went back to the Gap, and later on he told me that the clerk were completely confused because he said that, you were missing the earlier shoe, but you came back. He thought it was the same person. And so, but it's so weird that it happened to us, the brothers, the Ongma brothers, and in the same city, in the exact same Gap, over the exact same pair of shoes. That was just freaking weird. So that was that one thing that I've been itching to tell you because it's the Christmas Eve, and since I recorded only the singing for which is this one, I recorded only this song for you on Christmas. I call it my Christmas card in the audio form, and I have to tell you a little bit about that. So because I've only recorded this song, there's no speech, there's no talking in there. I did not get to tell you this story. So I want to tell you a little bit about how I get about doing this song. I figured I don't have a lot of time because I've been working so much. I thought one song would probably be much easier than doing an actual show. And so I have to tell you, first of all, I learned about this song through Yutaka Yokokura from the, is it GAP? No, RAP. No, I forgot. One of those jazz compilation album. Is it JP? Maybe it is. It's on iTunes somewhere. I found it the other day. Yutaka Yokokura sang this song. It's a Japanese guy, a jazz player, and he sang that song. And so that I did not hear. The original version is actually sung by, who is it, Donny Hathaway? That was his original song. That's, you know, his original, I believe that is the original song. I'm not sure. So I did a cover of that, you know, completely, so totally out of the whole pod safe thing that I tried to do. So it is, I call it very pod bareback. And it's totally unsafe. This is this Christmas that I recorded, and thank you so much for all of you who wrote in personally, as well as those who posted the comments on the website saying how much you like you know, a change of pace or a change of flavor where you just get a song. Of course, Nick Thomas also said that he missed my talking, so here I'm back talking a little bit more. Thanks for all of those who said that, you know, very, very kind words about my singing. Thank you very much. I figured if there's one thing that I can do well, it probably is singing. I can express myself through singing very well. I can sing well to the point. You know, sometimes every once in a while I get into this kind of self-doubting mode, and everything I do is not good. Singing is probably the thing that I feel this way least. And so I'm glad you like it, and I hope you did. Shake your hands. Bruce would say chicken heads, because when I played it for him, he said chicken heads. Presents and cards are here. My world's a sandwich is and you who. Anyway, so that was that song, a little bit about that song. Oh yeah, I was hunting for I was intending to do chestnut roasting, you know, the Christmas song, chestnuts roasting on an open fire. I was trying to do that, but I was trying to do it a cappella and doing all just, you know, that backup parts and all that, but I could not do it because I just didn't have time. I only have a few hours to spend on this project because I had so much to do. And so I decided to go on to iTunes and buy any pre-made, not too bad karaoke track. And so I did. In the process, I found out that, this Christmas, I forgot about this one. This one is more upbeat. You know, chestnuts roasting on an open fire is not that upbeat. And I thought maybe, and also, you know, my established style of singing, which I love, is to do something a little bit more mellow and a little bit more classic, older style. I thought for a change of pace, I would do something a little bit more upbeat and something a little bit more contemporary. So I decided to go with my This Christmas instead. And I purchased the track and I started singing to the track because I already know that song. And I just started recording not too long after. I kind of plot out what I want to do. I kind of have an idea what I want to sing there. All that, and go back and doing, I do all the tracking really kind of phrase by phrase. Like I do kind of one whole verse, and then I go back there and do some of the backups. And there are sometimes three layers, sometimes two, and sometimes four layers of backups. And so I go back and do that. That was really fun for me. I love to do backup for myself. And then I pretty much finished the whole song, and it's not very polished, as you can hear. And I think Steve Harris know this too. Haha. It's not very polished, and I sort of want to leave it out because it's part of online. So online tend to be a little bit more raw and a little bit kind of not as polished at times. And so I thought I would just do a version that's a kind of quick version. It will pass, kind of okay, pass by me. And I want to leave that kind of raw, kind of rough. You know, my falsetto at some places is kind of wobbly, but never mind, it's online. So I may choose to redo this song in the future and sing better, but I thought I'll just quickly whip that out, put it out there for you. That would still show the raw edge of the recording, because I did the whole thing, including the backup, in about an hour, a little bit over an hour. I think by the time I compress the song and put it all out, it's probably about an hour and a half. So the actual vocal parts were probably about an hour that I spent singing. So I did not really go back and re-record a whole lot. It's just pretty much one time through. Some phrases I need to touch up, I would go back there because my falsetto, like I said, was too wobbly. It wasn't all that great, but I enjoyed doing it. And I hope you can actually feel the fun that I was having. I tell you, I was boogieing. I put my mic stand up straight and I was standing and I was in my pajamas and I was in my fluffy slippers at home. And I was boogieing, you know, I was like, you know, my hands up and I'm shaking as I'm singing. And I was enjoying recording that for you. And I hope you felt the fun that I put into that song also. Now, with some time left, I spent 16 minutes talking about those unfinished business that I have to go back and talk about. Now I have to go back to all my previous posts. Now let's just do a walk back down the memory lane. How cheesy is that? I'm going to walk back down the memory lane and tell you all about... who's this? Oh, yeah. Anyway, I'm going to tell you all about the tracks, or not tracks, because I'm distracted. Sorry, can you tell? I'm going to tell you all about my first recording in 2006 was on January 2nd. And it is an episode for my parents, about my parents. If you haven't listened to this one, it's my personal favorite, just because I get to make my parents appear on the show and speak English. So it's kind of fun, and it's something that is memorable for me because it has true sentimental value for me. So I really enjoyed that. And that is Online 110, Papa Ong and Mama Ong's love story. I asked them because the reason why, I didn't tell you this why. For those of you who joined me on the live show, you probably know. sorry, second one for you. And for those of you who joined the live show, listen to the live show of show number, not show 200, oh, second anniversary, my second anniversary podcasting. If you are one of those who joined there, Nick Thomas, for instance, will... Oh, Nick, you better send me a picture of you wearing the t-shirt you won. So I asked the question of how many years' wedding anniversary was my parents celebrating on January 1st, 2006? So it was their 42nd. So today, my parents are celebrating their 43rd wedding anniversary, 2007, January 1st. So today is the wedding anniversary. Papa, mama, 恭喜发财, no, happy anniversary. And so, that was my first episode in 2006. I'm just going to quickly, like, zap through 2006. If there's something in there that I'd like to talk about, I'll probably spend a little bit more time. Otherwise, I won't. And then I posted video, online video number 10, Kitty in a Bag. That's very cute also. You should check that out. Of Chai, very young, and he's inside a plastic bag. And next show is Ramen Noodles. And, you know, I love titling my shows. And I typically don't do that until after. I don't do it until after I posted the show, after I recorded it, then I listen to it, and then I see, you know, what is good. Oh my gosh, what is this? Where is this? Oh, yeah, sorry. I recorded that. Oh my gosh, is that my first binaural microphone? It was one of the first few episodes with my, if it's not the first one, it's probably the first few shows that I recorded with my binaural microphones. And see, now the binaural microphones is... Boy, are you okay? Are you gonna throw? My cat is like about to throw up. Are you okay, darling? He just coughed up something. So, you know, I believe that may really be my first binaural microphone recording, I think. I believe the Costco one was, I think. Is it really? No, I have no idea now. You know, I have no idea. Maybe it is, maybe it is not. I'm not sure. If you remember, or if you want to tell me whether that was my first binaural microphone recording, maybe it is, maybe it's not. I'm not sure. I thought the Costco one was one of the first ones. So it may be. Anyway, it's the... what is it called? I like to title my show, so I just sometimes just want to go through that titles with you. And you know how I missed my letter S? Ramen noodle, I said, on show 111, ramen noodle, socks, and laundry detergent. I think that might really be my first binaural microphone at Costco. And that was on January 5th. And then January 7th, I have another video podcast. Oh, gosh. I guess I must have just gotten my video camera because I was doing a lot more of that. Going to North Carolina. I went to the podcasters convention of some sort kind of crap thing. What is it? It's called Podcaster Con 2006. I went there and I was almost late for the flight. So going to North Carolina again is the title of the video podcast. And then followed by that is Stir Fry Tofu and a Dog. I have no idea. Sometimes I can remember, sometimes I don't, and you just want to go back and check out all the shows. I'm just going to give you the titles because I don't have time to go through all the detailed stuff. Eating Out Penang with Richard. That was a fun episode too, because Richard Bluestein Madge Weinstein, Richard Bluestein from Easter Radio. I'm not going to do show notes this time. I'm just too lazy for that. So yeah, forget about it. EasterRadio.com. And it's Eating Out Penang with Richard, show 113. That's in 2006, and online enhanced podcast called Starting the Conversations. That is, oh, I remember that one. That is the one with pictures. If you have an iPod, if you use iTunes, show 114 is an enhanced podcast, and therefore you are actually able to see the pictures. It's called Starting the Conversations, and Suba and my brother talked about the collaborative painting that they did together, and they actually had an exhibition, and I have them talk about each painting that they did for that exhibition. It's actually one of my favorite shows also, and it really shows how good an enhanced podcast can be if it's used correctly, properly, and, you know, well. And then I have John and John, and that's probably, now, we all know by now that John Edwards, Senator John Edwards, is now running for presidency in 2008. If he becomes the president, then I can say that I've had dinner with President John Edwards. Wouldn't that be fun? Now, John Edwards, not the psychic John Edwards, or not the psychic, the one who talked to the dead, not that one, but the Senator John Edwards. And I met his wife also. Lovely, lovely couple. I really hope he'll win, because then I can tell people that I've actually had dinner with him and have pictures taken with him too. If you go to my Flickr, you can actually see it. The John and John, of course, he's very trim, very chisel, very toned and lean, and I'm just fat. Move on to the next thing. My two gorgeous Johns, however, you know, I may be fat, but I'm still gorgeous, I tell myself sometimes. And then Chai is sick. Oh, this is a sad episode. Oh my gosh. I was so sad this episode because this is January 20th. Oh my gosh, you know, I'm revisiting this. I was so sad because, you know, I lost two of my cats from feline leukemia. And twice I took the cats you know, separately to the doctor vet, and they ended up not coming home. They died. And so, you know, they needed to be put to sleep. So it was very sad for me. And when I found out that the child was sick and he was not breathing very well, he was, you know, like that in the at night, I was very sad at the time. And I recorded this. And I think I, you know, I caused some, you know, I remember, Puffy Blubber C, actually called me and left me a message on my phone message, and I really, really was very touched. And that's when I started to feel and start to see the friendship inside of this podcasting circle, and I'm very thankful for that. So Chai is sick on Online 116. Oh my gosh, I'm not going to finish this. And then I found out that Chai was fine, and so I recorded another show called Snot Rocket is Fine. And you'll have to find out why. Another enhanced podcast on called Continuing Conversations Part 2, which is the second part of the painting that my brother and Suba did. Mm-hmm. And then Crick here for Chinese New Year. During Chinese New Year time is when I discovered the camera shop here in town called Crick Camera. So it's just very funny. In fact, they actually contacted me. And then following that is just a post entry, not a podcast, but a regular blog entry called Gay Rights in Danger, U.S. Cites Iran. So I posted something on there as well. You can go read it. Go to the archive and look for all the old posts. Ghost Stories on Chinese New Year. I have no idea what that was. Crick the Camera. I posted another video camera, video podcast on that day. I'm only in February. Gosh, I'm going to be so late. Oh, it's already a half hour. Let me see if I may skip. Sometimes I'm just going to mention something. Okay, but I podcast less this month. In February, next show is called Getting Mischievous. I interviewed the famous mischievous boys, who is now kind of known on YouTube. So, Joseph and all those gorgeous boys. In fact, I want to say hi. I don't know if they listen to... I don't think they listen to me anymore, but if any of their fans are still listening to me, thank you that you're still listening to me, the mischievous boys. And Joseph, I believe, is still doing some of the video thing. So anyway, and then Licking My Listeners. I don't know why I named that. I tell you, I have so much fun naming the shows. Licking My Listeners is the next show. Are the Bamboo Boys gay? Of course, you know, I asked the mischievous boy the big questions. Are they gay? And also, next thing is Small Things, Big Things. This is one of the deeper shows where I talk about, you know, putting things in perspectives, I believe. And then the next show would be the first O for the boys. This is another, I believe, mischievous boys. Who's I am the first O, I believe. And we talk to, you know, Joseph, Edward, Tommy, and David. Oh my gosh. I hope your boys are doing okay. You know, I want to hear from you if you still periodically listen to me. Let me know if you're still listening, because I still want to talk to Edward about religion. I haven't forgotten yet. I just haven't had time. So I may write him an email and maybe find out if he wants to come on the show. And hey, I'm doing the, come on the show. I'm doing the Pinoy Boy and Peter from Oh My Pod. They have this little thing when anything sexual coming up, and they would say, hey, I know how to do it, boys. I listen to you. And then next show, Flat Nose and Tiny Eyes. Ting chong. And then Chunky, Just Like Me, another video podcast. I believe that was the snowfall. I Friend and Waterfall. I have no idea what that is. I'm going to go check it out because I have no idea. Gosh, Andy Melton's own show. I talk about Andy Melton, my friend Hazami, Sean Yondo's Measure Action podcast. Oh, Sean. Hi, Sean. And I don't know if he still listens to me. And also East Radio. I don't know why I say iFriend and Waterfall. You're just gonna have to go there and listen and find out, because I have no idea also. Hubby in 4D. That's when my husband, Bruce turned 40 years old. And Journey from Fat to Fab. That was my first... in February, I attempted to do, you know, a workout, and I started that workout thing with my personal trainer, Peter. What was it? What was his name? Andrew. Gosh, I forgot his name. Slipped me. Sorry. And then the first one we did online, Fat to Fab number one push-ups. And then Jello Jello, Where Are You? No Hate for Bigots. That's another discovery about, you know, hating the bishop. And I posted saying no new workout this week because I don't know, I was tired or something. I don't know. I just gave up by then. Less than a month, within 2 weeks. And then Girls Night Out, that was fun, I think. Oh, yeah, that was probably with my brother and some of his friends. Online 133, Girls Night Out. Hypocrisy is the next entry. That's just a, not a podcast, but a regular show. And then Passion of the Food. I'm starting to now getting into the whole fat and food thing. Fat to Fab number two, stretching. And Chicago Green in March, Chicago Green. And the reason why is because we went there for Wicked, and the show is all green. Plus, the town also, the city is I think it's 1 week before St. Patrick's Day, and therefore they just dyed the whole river green at that time in Chicago. Oh, and I also met Richard then, also when I went to Chicago at that time. And then Chemistry is the next. I have no idea why I named that too. Crossing Over iPhoto. I have no idea what that is too. John's Birthday Call-In Recording. And that was kind of pathetic. Nobody called. This is in March. Lots of change, I believe. I've got a lot more faithful listeners since then. No, I Am the Cow. I remember that. I remember that episode because during the recording, I said something really stupid, not intending to insult anybody, but it just came out as if I was saying, I was calling Felicia a cow. So, no, I Am the Cow is the title of the show. And then I have Gizmo Sucks My Birthday Ass. You just have to listen to that also to find out what it is. Now we're going to April now. I don't know if I can do it within, I think I will be able to finish by 50 minutes. And 141, Wishes. And then I started to update you with my biopsy. It was a quick biopsy update, so I didn't really count that as a show. Biopsy update, don't need it, is what I say. And then I recorded a show on the 6th of April saying bye-bye, naming the show Bye-Bye Biopsy. And if those of you remember my liver biopsy, I was going to get one, and then they canceled that and said that I didn't have to do that. Coming Out Easy or Tough, another episode. Inside Cliffy's Ass. Inside Cliffy's Ass, show 144. That's, I think, the first time I get to speak to Cliffy in person. Well, not in person, but I've never spoken with him at all. And so that was the first time of us doing a show together. Eating Satay 101. It was a video podcast showing how to eat properly eating satay. USA immigration law for GLBT. That was actually a very important show for me, and also for a lot of people out there who are who were interested in the issue regarding. And of course, it still is an issue today. It still is an issue today. For those of you who do not know what I'm talking about, go and check out show 145, USA immigration law for GLBT. If you are the same sex partner in this country, you are not protected by the United States immigration law. So go listen to that. It's one of the most important shows I've ever done, I think, if just to make the connection and the awareness out there, because I'm personally related to that issue, because I am in a binational same-sex relationship, which I've felt I'm lucky enough to get my green card through my work, but not everyone is that lucky. It takes a whole lot, gosh. And then Cliffy on Wanda's Fat is the next show. And then Online Escort Service. You're going to have to listen to that. I remember that phone call. Tranny Discovery. First time talking to Tranny Rec Radio Rebecca. 2006, lots happened, and we'll go through that. You know, like Rebecca got her a new vagina. And then show 149, Three Chings and a Cracker. That was a fun episode too. I really talk about racial issue, you know, with Michael Herron from not on my part, but from the logo that I designed for him by Mikey Pod. Mikey Pod. Yes. Three Chings and a Cracker and several other friends. K's Stories number one. That is when I chat with Kay. And a lot of, you know, that's probably 13 comments on there. So, you know, a lot of people are sometimes surprised and also feel like they can connect when they listen to Kay's stories. Catch-ups, show 151. Broadband withdrawal. This is May. I went to New York and I could not stand not having broadband. And so I signed up for that EVDO phone thing that I can dial up from my computer directly to my my phone to get wireless Wi-Fi or broadband. And then wearing labia. It's my friend's graduation, Michael's graduation. And you have to find out. That's show 152. Roaming Soho. I was in New York, and so I posted that Roaming Soho episode. It was then that I also spoke and connected with Mark from Remarkably Mark and also Remarkable Palette Podcast. Do a Google search. And he's also on Pod Show. Stir Fry 1 with Cliffy. We intended, or we tried to do a show together called Stir Fry with Cliffy. And of course, we only have one episode, so it's Stir Fry 1 with Cliffy. Gimme Black Meat. That's, I think some of you might remember that. I went to a KFC and, you know, we call the breast meat white meat. And for me, who do not know this term and being new in this country, my brother was the one who screwed me up. I know that it's dark meat, but then when I went up to this person ordering KFC and we were asking for dark meat, my brother said, ask for black meat. And so I just went up to him and said, can we have all black meat? And the sad thing is, he's black. The waiter was black. And so that was Gimme Black Meat, show 155, 156, online version 2.0. May the 25th is when I launch online version 2.0, or actually I talk about version 2.0. And then over a holiday weekend, I updated the site to WordPress. I used to do it all in movable type, and I have problems saying movable type, and therefore I changed it to WordPress. Not really, I like WordPress more. Oy vey, what is 8? Well, I talk about some numbers or something. 8 is one of my, not a show, but a web entry, a blog entry. And that's now we're going into June now. Let me check on the time. Oh my gosh. Yes, I think I'll be able to finish by 50 minutes. So this is kind of like a quick review, walk through 2006. Back to business. I assume that is coming back from my website. Banner for podcastersunite.com, a failed business of mine. T-shirt business. You can still buy a t-shirt, though. Go to podcastersunite.com. Pride Exhaustion. Don't know what that is. Just go check it out. And then Pride 2006 Part 1. I went to Pride, Gay Pride here in Kansas City, June the 5th. Pride 2006 Part 1. Bigots here, bigots there, bigots everywhere is another blog entry, not a podcast. Pride 2006 Part 2, you can also go check it out. Redhead Tornado, that is probably referring to Rainbow Redhead and some other things, and Tornado Warning and all that. Remarkable Outside the Kitchen, that's probably Remarkably Mark. And Mouse as Pillow is a cute picture that I posted on my website of Chai, young baby Chai, sleeping on my mouse, on the computer mouse. Very cute. So go check that out also. Crave Love. Have no idea. A Very Big Phone. another picture. And Pride Candles. Oh, yeah. Candles by Phoebes by Michael something. Michael? Mike something. Sorry. He's gonna kill me. He's gonna kill me. I'm trying to recall. I mean, I can easily click on that. Soy Candles by Phoebes.com. You just have to remember that. It's Michael something or other. Michael. I forgot his last name. I just slipped me. Mike something. Sorry. He's the one who does podcastsoup.net. You know, whatever his name is. I'm sorry. I'm doing this in a hurry, so I'm not going to check. Sorry, Michael, sorry. Podcastsoup.net. You can go there by going to podcastsoup.net or go to Candles by Phoebes, .com. Well, it's podcastsoup.net, and then Candles by Phoebes. Soy Candles by Phoebes. Soycandlesbyphoebes.com to get the candles, which I love. I have the sweet cotton here in my basement, and I have the green tea upstairs. The green tea is almost gone, so I may have to get more now. I was waiting for after the Christmas to get it because I know that they'll be very busy making candles for the holidays. So I'll be getting mine soon. Pride candles. Churchy homosexuals, next topic. Gay Catholics are not a myth, part one. Very interesting. I was going through that whole church and all that kind of challenge and blah, blah, blah. And then when it rains, it pours belches. When it rains, it pours belches. Gay Catholics are not a myth, part two. Run away from the ball. Ugly whore. That's a video. Yeah, that was kind of like my famous video now because I show my ugly whore face. Online video number 15, ugly whore. Gay Catholics are not a myth, part three. Oh my gosh. Gay games and a sissy. Oh my God, that reminds me that Brett from 773 podcast, .com. I haven't shown the gay game stuff that he got me. I'm going to have to do that sometime in 2007. I'm so sorry, Brad. I have it all set out there. You know, I constantly see it. It's on my desk, but I just keep forgetting. Global Hotting is a web entry. Ong sucks. Ong sucks. You have to go check that out too. It's a photo that I posted on my blog. Sexy One Song Stallion. Mm-hmm, that'll be mean. Sexy One Song Stallion. Rice Queen from Swan Lake. Oh my gosh. It's in July 27th. I have Rice Queen from Swan Lake, which is Steve Harris, up on the show for the first time. And anyway, since then we've become really good friends. So whore. Rice Queen from Swan Lake. What, and then the next show is What Wars Talented Whores. And of course, that was an appreciation to all the podcasting circle friends that I have. Everyone is so talented. And I have Bye 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 Software, show 174, and release on August 3rd. Also, a show with Steve Horace. And Funky Chunky's next. Fat-Free Online Hijacks BBC. That's actually an episode, the only one episode that Steve Harris actually took over the show for me because I was sick. Remember that? That's in August. Missing You. It's another show. I have no idea what that is. Cater Macho Tiffin. Sort of have an idea, but not quite. Go check it out. Spam Fat. Oh, that's a funny one too. Spam Fat. Penang Hokkien made Malaysian national news. Ah, yes, yes. It's a big year for me because Penang Hokkien made national news in Malaysia and therefore got me many, 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 many new listeners in over at Penang Hokkien as well as online, actually, because through Penang Hokkien, I talk about online, and so they come over and check out the show as well. So if you're listening to this because you heard about the news on the Star and then came over to Penang Hokkien and then come over to online eventually, please let me know. Go to the comment area, go to onlinepodcast.com, leave me a comment. If you can call me, you can also call me at online@gmail.com, or you can call me at 206-888-JOHN, or go to my website onlinepodcast.com and leave a message for my Mai Ching Chong, or it's now called Homo Talk. So Penang Hokkien made Malaysian news. I was sharing that news together with Steve Harris because we were chatting online, and that's when I found out that the article was out. August 18th. August 21st, feeling Hokkien good. You know, that's another, it's actually a podcast, and I was talking about that in the show, about how, you know, how good I was feeling that I got all the press coverage and all that. Being human being. As another show talking about being real. I guess I do that, those kind of reflective show quite a bit. You know, they're crap, you know, talk about fat. 181 is fat. Negaraku, it's a show on August 31st. Negaraku is a Malaysian national anthem. And I was going to say, I did not really talk about why I do this show. Last time I talked about what the ultimate goal is, but why I continue doing the show, part of the reason why I continue doing this is because I have to speak very fast because I'm running out of time. The reason why I like to do the show is because I myself gain from it also. I mean, to tell you that, no, I'm just giving myself out there, that's completely phony. I gain from this show. I gain from getting the appreciation of me doing something, you know, being a voice. Especially for the Asian gay community, specifically Malaysian gay community. And I also feel happy, satisfaction from getting the response and hearing back from you. That's a big thing also. And then the next thing that I also gain from myself doing a podcast is it makes me think. When I was not doing a podcast, I just go to work and then come back and maybe watch TV or something. And I don't really think. And it's so much fun to use your head even when you're relaxing. I know it's crazy. Oops, sorry. I know it sounds crazy, but when I'm relaxing, I like to think. I like to reflect. And doing this show allow me at least 1 hour or two or three of reflection, of time to sit back and think about things. This kind of thinking process, sometimes when I recorded the show, get other people to talk about things, get other people to think about things that they don't necessarily talk about or think about. But it gives me the opportunity to actually sit down and think about things. And doing the show really gave me the opportunity to do that. So, oh gosh, I have so much more. Meeting Andrew. Oh, now we're going to September now. This feels like it's just recently, but now it's December. September, I met Andrew. That was this fucked up show. No, it's an audio. I set the setting wrong. I left it up there, but the setting was wrong. And so the audio was really soft. 183. My fault. All on aboard. It's a photo that I showed on the ship, posting the picture of us, my parents, my brother and I, on the cruise ship. Young and Thin is another web entry because I can't do a podcast on the ship. So the craziness, Cold Ongs, pictures of my family in front of the Glacier Bay. I lost about my singing competition on the cruise ship. Home, getting home, that is. Seattle, Alaska album, some photos that I posted on there. Online 183, Online 184, The Whore is Back. That is September 18th. My iChat status messages, that was kind of fun too. You know, I put a lot of, on my iChat, I put the status message, you know, away and all that. I actually do something differently, so you could go check that out. Losers Win. I talk about the culture of winning. Gas cap. That was actually kind of funny. Gas cap is when I was checking out this hot guy at the gas station, and then I wasn't paying attention to my gas, filling up my gas, and I actually just forgot to close the gas cap. I forgot to close the gas door. I was paying so much attention to that hot guy that I completely left my gas cap at the gas station and lost it. And somebody took it, whatever. And that was so embarrassing. But go listen to that. That's 185. And then I have Space Needle Dance. That's actually a piece that my brother did. Very funny of my parents. You can only get that if you subscribe to this feed. If you go to the website, you don't get that video. Just because I can, because I use Feeder and I control my own feed. And Feeder is a software that Steve Harris writes, and it's wonderful. I love it. And I don't know if I can say, but there's a lot of good stuff coming up. If you use Feeder, if you don't, if you want to use Feeder, get it. Because good stuff's coming up. Did I say too much? Sorry, Steve. It's just good, you know. Just get Feeder. It's good. I use it and I love it. And Raw Inspiration is next. That's when I started to do some of the Raw shows, and I've decided to do fewer shows. And sometimes I would put Raw shows on like a Thursday just to have straight audio without much editing. And then I have Chicken Attack. Chicken. Oh my gosh, it's past 50 minutes. Of course, it's 2006. We have to wrap it up. Chicken. From the freezer fell on my toe, and my toe is still black right now. It's much better because it's growing out, but it's still black. Back to Kay. We revisited and chat with Kay again. Out of Love, Out for Love. It's a video podcast that I posted on National Coming Out Day, October 11th. And Kaylee Ford, another episode chatting with Kay. Gastric My Ass Surgery. That's, you know, at some point, that's what, when October is when I start to feel kind of yucky when I eat too much. And that's kind of when I slowly cut down the amount of food that I eat, and also my binging. Trying to be scruffy. Some of you may remember that. I tried to grow facial hair, trying to be scruffy in October. Saturday Night on Live. That's on October 30th, 2006. I celebrated my second year of podcasting. So I did a live show, and it's never really not October 30th, because I posted that show on October 30th. I have no idea now. I think it's like September something. It's when I posted my first show. So is it? Yeah, something like that. Oh no, I talk about doing that. On Saturday, November 4th is when I will be celebrating. So this is posted in October. So September 4th is when I actually do celebrate my second year and my live show on the web, but whatever. And then I'm trying to wrap this up. I'm sorry, this is long. Macy's Pussy, Walmart's Prize. Obviously, that's referring to Rebecca Nay's gender reassignment surgery in Thailand, which went successfully. And she's back in town now. Go to trainingwreckradio.com and check out her progress and her brand new vagina. And You Go Girls on November 8th. That is the winning of the election. Erection, as some of you may say it. The election, and Democrats won, which make me happy. The two girls that I want to congratulate on that day was Nancy Pelosi, and also our local winning senator to be. What's her name now? What's her name? McCaskill. Claire McCaskill. And then I did Raw Emotiogina, Raw Politogina, More Vagina Story from Rebecca Nay from the Training Wreck Radio. On Live Webcast 2X. It's twice as long. Oh, shit. Did I just pull my eye down? Am I still recording? Yes. Am I? Yes. Yeah. Oh, my gosh, it's getting long. 1 hour. Well, you know, we kind of have to. You cannot do this whole show in 50 minutes. Recapping all this the whole year. Show 194 on Live Webcast 2X. That is posting of the actual live recording that happened on November 4th. I posted it on November 15th. So you can go check that out also. Raw Shit. That was actually a good show. Raw Shit turned out to be a good show. A lot of people like it, especially Archer. From archerradio.com. I'm not doing show notes, sorry, lazy. Raw Shit. And then Thankful, it's for Thanksgiving, or before Thanksgiving. And then A plane is a post that I think I did in North Carolina. It's, you know, a picture of a plane captured on the Google Earth picture. Online 197, this one is quite popular. On November 27th, this is one I posted after I come back from North Carolina, called Beach, Sand, and Stars. Winter's here on November 30th. Oh, and one of my listeners Raymond wanted to meet me, and we tried and we keep missing each other. So that was because winter's coming and we're having inches. Internet inches is the next thing I posted on the website. It's a blog entry. Show 198, BZ and HD. Breath is online video number 18. And, I'm in December now. So, okay, don't have to rush then. Downtime reality check. I was having a rough time. I work a lot. I was going through some emotional crap that I've sorted through. Voices is show number 200. And I guess, you know, yeah. Show number 200 called Voices is when I ask everybody why you do a podcast and what's your ultimate goal. And I got a lot of great responses from there. And I'm glad that hopefully some people told me that it's a change of pace because it's mostly about other people because other people are talking. So I hope that was my goal, and I hope that it come through to, you know, just to talk about, it's not always just me. And of course, all of a sudden it's all about me. You know how ironic it is when you talk about something, and I hope this is not true for me all the time. I'm just admitting this, you know, right in front of you. It's just kind of almost like taking my pants off in front of you. It's very embarrassing that there are times when you plan on talking about things not about you is when you actually are struggling to make things all about you. And I hope that's not the case. It doesn't, you know, it's not always the case. It's just that funny looking back at that just at this moment make me think, because it's all about me when I was feeling bad on December 18th. Suck it up and deal is what I call it. I was needing a lot of attention at that time. Bruce and I were both working, and you know, I just needed attention, and I was looking to places for attention and for you know, affirmation. Is that it? And I was, while I was talking about not about myself, I'm completely about myself. You know, I needed the attention, and It was a rough place. I'm glad I came out of it. And I knew I was going to. It's just that I thought it's going to be tough. But it's not as tough as I wanted it to be, because I actually got a clearer picture after talking to Bruce and to a close friend. And so I sorted things out, of course, with their help. I sorted things out. You know, it's like I was just being needy at that time. So suck it up and deal is what I was referring to. It's kind of good to look back, you know. It made me feel like I'm completely human, you know. I'm just so, it's reality check, you know. I'm just so vulnerable. I'm just like everyone else. I also I'm also... I'm also a hypocrite. I talk about one thing, but then I do another. But as long as you can step back, check yourself, reposition yourself, go to the right direction. Oh, but that may be tough. It will happen. Suck it up and deal. And then the next one was, I'm a Pinoy boy aching in the middle druggie. You're just going to have to go see that picture that I posted. It's about the celebrity lookalike. And I was looking, you know, a few people that made me name that show that episode that way was because I look like 56% Corazon Aquino, Frankie Muniz, 55%, Courtney Love, 54%, Clay Aiken, 51%. And so that's kind of how I coined that, the the name, celebrity lookalike. And then, of course, the last show before this one, oh my gosh, we wrapped it up, was the Christmas show. I named it This Christmas, and that was my holiday greetings to all of you in the form of a song. So that wraps up 2006. What a year. And how lucky it is that I can look back through my entries, my blog entries, as well as my podcasts out there, and take a look at all my ups and downs. And also the blessings that I've been getting. I've gained a very close friend because of my podcast. I've gained many, many listeners who are very supportive and who turn into friends. So I'm very thankful for all that. Looking back in 2006, and we're now in 2007. It's an odd number year, which kind of scares me sometimes. But I'm going back to China. I'm going back to Malaysia in September. in February, and I'm looking forward to that. And you'll be hearing a lot from me. Hopefully, the internet is fixed. Apparently, last week when the Taiwanese earthquake in Taiwan happened, some of the pipeline or something got messed up and broken or something, and a lot of people could not get to my show in Asia, and my Penang Hokkien downloads went from 70 something one day down to 11, and then went back up to 101 or 111 or something like that. So that one day they were missing out a lot of completely cut off from any sort of connection to the internet in the United States, and so that was interesting to see. So now it's 2007, and we are looking forward into a good year, hopefully. Did I spend an hour? Oh my God, Christ, I spent an hour talking about this. I hope you'll still listen. I hope you'll still listen, and I would really like to go into talking about or telling other people's stories. Like I said, I have a few stories that I would like to talk to you, tell you through email or through to IM about other people's stories, and I would like to try to do that because, I want to have other people tell their stories, because, you know, sometimes I get bored talking about my own. But anyway, I want to say thank you to all of you for listening. Thank you for a wonderful 2006, and you know who you are who made 2006 wonderful for me. Each and every one of you made this show possible and made it worthwhile for me to do. I thank you sincerely from the bottom of my heart for doing so. And if you have any comments, you can go to onlinepodcast.com, leave a comment there. If you want to leave me a voice message without calling me at, you can also call me at 206-888-JOHN, or you can leave me a message at MyChingo or MobaTalk now on onlinepodcast.com. Thank you so much, 206-888-JOHN. Call me and leave me a message, and I hope you're all doing well. Happy New Year! Happy 2007, and we'll talk again next week. Don't forget to smile. Ta-ta.